Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and I'm at the campsite having my break, and I thought I'd have a little bit of a chat with you. And what's going on? Well, it's a crazy, crazy weekend, or crazy, crazy week. Every man and his dog from Barcelona, Girona, Holland, lots of Germans here. Well, not so many Belgians at the moment as there were at the beginning of the season, but a lot of Dutch people. So there's everybody here at the campsite, and the place is chock-a-block full. There's all sorts of things going on. There's some bit of rock climbing went on yesterday. They brought in a structure for kids to climb up, all nicely supervised and everything. Nobody fell off and cracked their heads open or anything. And what else? They have the Zumba going as well. Or Zumba. I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce that. But anyway, they do a bit of dancing around and music and stuff. And it's exercise. And I'm always tempted to join them myself. I haven't yet, but I'd probably make a fool of myself if I did so. And as I say, I'm at the campsite and I'm here nearly all the time, except for Wednesdays, because that's my day off. When I have my day off, I like to go nowhere, do nothing, see nobody, and speak to them. Well, I do like to talk to people if I get a chance, but generally I like to just have an easy day and do nothing and do my own things. And one of those things that I like to do is writing. I know, I'm writing all the time. I've got a couple of books that I'm working on at the moment. The one that's closest to being ready is a book, Photographer for Geeks. Or geek photography, I'm not sure how I'm going to title it yet. And it's looking at what you can do if you're a geek and you want to get into photography, or if you're a photographer and you want to be a bit geeky with it, so whichever way you want to go with that. And I'm writing an article at the moment which is about the process of writing, my workflow. And for a long time what I've been doing it like by the seat of my pants, where I basically have a bit of an idea, I get started writing and I just let it flow, I just let it sort of trickle out of me, as it were. Well, sort of trickle, flow, depends on which way it's sort of going. Normally I can throw the words out fairly quickly, because I like to dictate the words, and it's much easier than typing, much faster too, about three times faster I reckon. I have been listening to people talking about a good way to have a writing workflow which is more organised and better. So I use mind maps, which I really like using. You move the stuff from a mind map into an outline program, and then from an outline program you start finishing the job off in Scrivener, which is it's more than a word processor. It's a writer's tool. It does everything a writer could require. I mean, it even will give you, if you're writing a novel, it will give you a whole pile of names if you want to name some of your characters. It'll give you suggestions, so you can say, I want 50 suggestions for a name. And it'll come up with these suggestions, and you can base it on all sorts of different things, criteria. And that's only one of the things it does. It does all sorts of things. So what I like to do is I like to, normally I've been just getting my writing and just going for it, and I'm writing markdown, and I use the codes, and it's good enough for writing something small, which is an article to go on a website. But if I'm going to do something that is more sort of a book or something like that, then I need to plan it a bit more. I need to know what the chapters are going to be. I need to have some sort of logical order. At the same time, I need to be able to allow my creative self to do the thing where you just brain dump, you know, throw everything out of the brain and onto your computer page, as it were, and let the computer deal with it. So that's where the mind map comes in. So with the mind map, I can either do it on my iPad. I've got the Mac version for it now of an application called iThoughts. And I have an idea for something I want to talk about, and I put it in there. And this is what I've been working for the last couple of days, and also to write an article about how I do that, how I sort of organise myself with this process. And you know what? It's been bloody difficult. I've got to the point where I'm confused. And the reason I've got confused is not because of the way it's all supposed to work, or the way I think it should work. It's more to do with the technology. I'm trying to get it out of one application in the way that I want it into another application. And I can do that to a certain extent. There's a little thing called OPML. I don't know what that stands for, but so a markdown language or markup language or something like that. It works in mind maps, it works in outline applications, and then you've got to then output it from an OPML file into a text document, and it can be done. You can either go from a mind map to straight into something like Scrivener, and forget the outliner. But I want to use the outliner as well, because with an outliner, you can select one of your headings and you can do a keyboard combination. Or if you're using the iPad, you basically tap on it and move it and with your finger, And it's a great way to sort of say, okay, well, I want these bits first, I want these bits next, I want these bits towards the end. And you can organise it. So you can organise the main headings, you can organise the titles of the chapters. You can also basically do all the headings within a part of an article. So if you've got some header twos in there underneath your title and you want to say, well, I want to do this main part about it, but I want to talk about these things in specific within there. So I like to break up my text as much as possible to make it in more readable chunks. I found a way where I can get it to go from mind map that I'm using directly into Scrivener. But I had a little bit of a problem in that. What I was doing as I was thinking, at the same time as I was doing the basic outline, the basic structure, I had ideas for actual paragraphs that I wanted to put into and talk about certain things within it as well. And I wanted to just chuck it onto the page and have done with it. And I was doing it wrong. I was putting it into the mind map when I should have left the mind map for the short pieces of a sentence at the most, or one or two words at best, best way of doing it. And I found out that the best way to work it is to put it into a note instead. And when it's in a note, then it comes into Scrivener and I can use it, I can deal with it. But now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get the outlining tool to go in between that. So I can do a bit of... it depends on where I am, really. I mean, sometimes I'm going to be maybe sitting down somewhere else, maybe on a park bench even. I could be doing something now when I'm sitting in my car. What I want to do is I want to sort of just do the organising, throw a few bits of text in and there, and then basically have it ready for doing the final push when I get it into Scrivener and I start putting some flesh, muscle, meat onto the skeleton that I've made with the mind map and with the outlining tool. And like I said, I've been getting confused because I've been trying out a few different applications to see which one worked the best and doing different outputs, doing different inputs, and I'm kind of getting there, but it's been a bit sort of annoying. And when I've got it all sorted out and I'll be able to write about it in my article, I'll be able to... in fact, this article was only supposed to be an article of maybe about 1,000 words, and it's already up about 2,000 words. And I probably could do it in 3,000 words, especially if I... maybe even 5. Especially if I turn it into a long document where I talk about mind mapping in detail and talk about outlining in detail and then talk about what I do then using the nice application for writers called Scrivener. So that's what I've been working on, and as I say, it's been doom editing, but I'm getting there. What else is going on? Trying to do a bit of photography here and there. I love my photography, but I don't have time because I'm working all the time. I did take a few photographs the other day, and also I managed to grab a photo of Snow White at the campsite. I didn't see any dwarfs, mind, but Snow White was there. It was one of these weekends of the Despedida. This is when they have the stag weekend or the hen parties. And they come here and have their crazy weekend and they sort of do all stuff that they shouldn't do before they settle down into a life of being married and so on. So anyway, there was a young woman, who was obviously the person who was the victim of it all. She was going to be getting married and she had to be dressed as Snow White. And really, I'm surprised and disappointed that the rest of them didn't get dressed up as the seven dwarfs. Mind you, there was more than two, seven of them, but still. And seeing a whole bunch of women all dressed up as seven dwarfs would have been amusing, to say the least. I was able to take a picture of her because Snow White was fairly sort of reasonable and not rude at all. But if I was wanting to take pictures of someone here on a stag night, it does get rather rude. The last one that was here, he was done up with a box around him, so it made it look like he was one of these, things where you put money in, you put a handle or press a button, and a machine that you waste your money on, you lose money. I forgot what they're called now. A fruit machine, that was it. So he was dressed up as one of those, and on the front he had like an iPad or something like that. It was set up to be the fruits and the cherries that come running around and stuff like that, and all the whatever. Anyway, he was getting people to press the buttons on this here, and depending what came up, he would give them a surprise of one sort or another. And most of the times it involved a plastic willy that was stuck out through a hole. And obviously the people that were getting the benefits of this demonstration were quite shocked. But it was amusing, even if it was rather rude. So that's what happens on one of these weekends of the Despedidas. This is what they call them here in Catalonia, where they get dressed up and they do daft things and they are sort of basically having some fun before they get married. And I've got a timer, just checking my timer because I've only got a couple of minutes left, and I've got 49 seconds. So I've probably recorded enough here, and I will talk to you again soon. So this is Dave Allen at the Camp Chat, doing a bit of talking about this, that and whatever, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.